This morning on Wake Up with Hope, we have our good friends from Go Healthy for Good back to share a short exercise routine, and Faith for Today will join us to share a devotional thought.
Plus, we have some exciting features you are sure to love. Stay with us.
Good morning and
happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. It's a day dedicated to giving thanks. And a beautiful reminder that we always have something to be thankful for.
Yes, we do. So in the spirit of giving thanks, we are challenging you today. What are you thankful for? And we'll start. Let me see. I am thankful for the faithfulness of God through the past year in my life. I'm also thankful for my wonderful husband that God has given me and my children.
Amen.
That's three, but I want to say one more. Can I say one more?
Yes, please.
I'm thankful that we have the wonderful opportunity to live in the country. Those are my things.
Amen. Now it's my turn. Well, I'm thankful that this last March, I had a successful total hip replacement surgery. And I'm running even today.
Yes.
So I'm super thankful for that. I'm thankful for family. You know, I want to welcome my Uncle Koki and Tia Susana. They're with us these days for Thanksgiving and this season. So it's been a joy to be with family that we haven't seen for a long time. And I'm also thankful for my wife that I get to do this, have this experience hosting Wake Up with Hope together and being by her side.
Wow, honey. That's a lot of things to be thankful for, and we can just praise God. Amen. No matter our circumstances, there is always something that we can find to be thankful for. And actually, the Bible tells us in Colossians 4, verse 2, to devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So, as we are giving thanks today and soaking in all the memories, let's commit to making thankfulness an everyday way of life.
That's a great idea. Also, if you're spending Thanksgiving alone today, we encourage you to get out and volunteer to help someone else or spend time on a volunteer project, such as making cards or even crafts for others. You know, research has shown that helping others naturally brings joy to the soul. However you spend your day, remember that Jesus is the ultimate gift to you and we can always be thankful for such a faithful friend. Now let's begin our program by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, a scientific work by British naturalist Charles Darwin was published in England. Darwin's theory argued that organisms gradually evolve through a process he called natural selection. In natural selection, organisms with genetic variations that suit their environment tend to propagate more descendants than organisms of the same species that lack the variation, thus influencing the overall genetic makeup of the species. The issue was immediately controversial amongst Christians, and the controversy over Darwin's ideas deepened with the publication of The Descent of Man and Selection in Relation to Sex, in which he claimed man's evolution from apes.
You know, today the theory of evolution is widely accepted throughout the world. But friends, the Bible paints a different picture. One is that is quite simple, actually, and it doesn't require much explanation or scientific experiments. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we find the answer, the beautiful answer, and the explanation of our creation. It says, "So God created man in his own image." You know, friends, you and I were created in the image of God. We were created to be his masterpiece, his workmanship, the apple of his eye. And we were created for glory. Ponder this thought on this day of giving thanks. Friends, listen, you did not come from monkeys. God stooped down to create you with his very own hands. He shaped you to be exactly what he would have us to be. You know, he made us wonderful and beautiful.
That's right. He took his time to make you and me. Rather than simply speaking us into existence, we are marvelous works.
That's
we
right.
are miracles.
And he loves you so much that Jesus gave up all of heaven to come and make a way to be with you for all eternity. It's really just that simple.
Yes, it is. And we praise him for that. Thanksgiving is the perfect day for a little exercise routine, isn't it?
Well, we ran a 5K this morning.
We did, but maybe we should do some more exercise before we eat that delicious meal.
Yes.
Fitness coach Colton Stollenmeyer is here to show us the ropes for a cardio routine we can easily squeeze in even on a busy day.
Hey, my friends, I'm Colton, your coach, and today we're talking about cardio. So let's get moving. We're gonna start with some butt kicks, just taking those heels up to our cheeks. Here to my right, we have Angelo. Angelo's gonna be demonstrating some of the options for today. If you want some more challenging work, Yuna here to my left is gonna be doing some more challenging options. So Yuna, why don't we pick that up a little bit, make it a little bit more challenging. That looks a little bit better. So cardio team is about getting that heart rate elevated, getting that blood flowing throughout the body. Why is that important? We'll talk about that soon. Let's get into our high knees now, team, bringing those knees up in front, starting nice and slow. Don't worry about hugging the knee, but you know what you're about to do, right? Once those legs are nice and warm, let's take it up a notch. There we go, come on, double time. Let's move. You can do faster than that. Pop. There we go, that's better. All right, team, now cardio. Elevating the heart rate. How often should we be doing this? Our goal is 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per week. So this is in addition to moving every day. We also want to get that heart rate up when we're moving. Team, it's time for jumping jacks. Over here, your option, if we shouldn't be jumping, if that's not appropriate for our joints today, we can just step it side to side. You know you're doing the full version. Thank you for not smacking me in the head. I appreciate that. I'll step out of your way. So, when we do that cardio, what are we doing for our bodies? Guys, we're doing amazing things for our bodies. We are increasing our life expectancy. We are improving our quality of life, and we are decreasing something called all-cause mortality. That literally means your chances of dying from basically everything. That's why they call it all-cause mortality. So cardio is so good for your quality of life and your length of life. We want it in our lives. Team, let's move into some skaters. So skaters going from one foot to the other, only one foot on the ground ever, because while working cardio, we're also working on our stability and balance. That means if you ever make a misstep, you're more likely to catch yourself instead of falling and injuring yourself or breaking an ankle. Yours looks too easy. Can we up that a little bit? That's a little bit better. Now we're gonna be alternating between this exercise and another one. The other one's called transverse hops. It's a fancy name for just saying kind of hopping in place, just twisting. If anybody's ever done the twist, that's what we're doing here. You'll notice, go ahead and switch, guys. Angelo's gonna leave his feet on the ground and just pivot. He's gonna do the twist again. And Yuna's gonna take it up a little bit, taking those feet up off the ground. A little bit more intense, a little bit more challenging that way. Team, this is your active recovery, so hope it feels easy, because we're about to go back to skaters. In 3, 2, 1, skate it out. So what we're gonna be doing is we're gonna be doing 20 seconds of skaters, 10 seconds of those transverse hops, back and forth, and as we do it, elevating that heart rate during those skaters, may bring it back down a little bit during those transverse hops, but never too far. Let's go ahead and hit those hops in 3, 2, 1, hop and twisting it side to side, pivot for Ange, hops for Yuna, that's it. See, guys, I love that I don't have to talk and do this at the same time today. Normally, I have to do everything. Today, they were nice and gave me some friends to help me out today, so I don't have to sound so breathless while I'm talking to you. Guys, skaters, 3, 2, 1, skaters. So again, at home, you can either step or hop. Listen to your body. If something hurts when you're doing this, switch to this. That said, you can step instead of jumping without taking it as easy as Angelo is doing right now. You can always step a little quicker, Angelo. Don't be afraid to work hard. We need to get that heart rate up. A little quicker. That's better. 3, 2, 1, transverse hops. Angelo, do you want to die young?
No.
Do you want to reduce your risk of dying from all causes?
Yes.
All right, let's get that heart rate up. 3, 2, 1, skaters. Looks better. I can hear you working hard over there. It looks good. So as you're doing this, sometimes when we're working hard and getting a little bit breathless, form can start to degrade. So what we need to make sure, Yuna, is that our spine's not starting to round, right? Pick up that posture again. Make sure that core is turned on. 3, 2, 1. Let's go into those transverse hops. I don't know if that was 20 full seconds. I felt bad looking at Yuna's face just then, but I think it was long enough. You feeling it yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah? You know?
Yes.
You got the easy job, right? Let's go back in 3, 2, 1, skaters. We're almost done, team. Hang on. We're going to do one more round and then we'll be finished. Can you move a little quicker without jumping, Ange? Maybe take a little bit smaller of a step, but make it twice as fast. Oh, yeah, there we go. I can't even see the feet anymore. You're moving so quick. All right, team, we get to go into those hops in 3, 2, 1, hop it out. And then maybe just shake it out. Shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Team, great work today, my friends. Remember, 150 minutes a week is our goal, at least 10 minutes at a time. Getting that heart rate elevated, that improves your heart health, your cardiovascular health. We're going to reduce our risk of all kinds of diseases, improve that life expectancy, and especially that quality of life. So live longer and better years. Great work, my friends. I'm Coach Colton. Remember, more is possible for you. Commit to making small changes in your life, and we'll give you the tools you need to be healthier, happier, and fit for a purpose. Your purpose.
Well, friends, we are so excited. We have more to share with you this morning, but we have to take a quick break first. Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And you can also search for us on YouTube and keep up with us there. When we return, Dr. Narada McKibben joins us on today's episode of Doctor's Orders to teach us the exercise ABCs. And later, Faith for Today will be sharing a devotional message with us. Don't miss a thing. Stay right here.
Beautiful sunshine today, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, yeah. So nice.
I've really enjoyed our walk thus far. You know, other than being in the great outdoors, what are the benefits of daily activity?
Well, let's play exercise ABCs.
What's that?
Well, like exercise makes you agile and athletic.
Oh, so like B would be blood pressure, it normalizes it.
Yep, and C would be cardiovascular health.
D is diabetes, it helps lower your blood sugars.
True. E is for endorphins. That mood enhancer that naturally comes with exercise.
F is for flow, that is blood flow. Perfect health requires perfect circulation.
G is for get up and go. When you've got up and gone, you've got plenty of get up and go.
H is for healthy heart.
I is for indigestion. If you walk gently after meals, you digest your food better.
Did you know J is for junk food? That's right, it kills the desire for it.
Oh, speaking of killing, K is for killer cells. Your natural killer cells are boosted by exercise. That means you can fight viruses and cancer.
L is for LDL cholesterol. It lowers it.
M is for muscles. All our muscles get stronger, including our heart muscle.
Well, I like that one. N is for anywhere. You can exercise indoors or outdoors, so there's no excuse.
O is for optimal health. You can't have it without exercise.
Well, P is for pain.
Pain?
That's right. As a massage therapist, I know that exercise reduces or eliminates back pain completely.
Q is for queues at the doctor's office. If you exercise, you're much less likely to be in one.
I like that one. Now, R is for rest. If you get daily exercise, you'll rest much better at nighttime.
And S is for strength, and we need strength whatever our age.
That's right. T is for tension and stress. We'll get less of that or reduce it.
U is for under the weather. You won't be under the weather once you've been out and got some movement going.
V is for volume. We'll get much more blood volume at each heartbeat.
And W is for weight. You cannot remove your weight unless you've been exercising.
I like X. It means extra years added to our lives.
Ah, which brings us to Y, because that's for youth. And exercise is actually the fountain of youth.
And that brings us to the very last one, Z for zeal. It gives us a zeal and zest for life and health.
Well, I think exercise should be on every doctor's orders.
Well, come on, Doc, let's go.
Okay.
The dark night can turn into a blue sky. Here's something else to be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. Melissa Otto reminds us as she sings her song entitled Blue Sky.
Dark night, you have
Thanksgiving preparations coming along, and what's on your menu? Well, I can tell you that we have some delicious things coming out of our oven, including a beautiful vegetarian turkey. I can't wait to eat it. Leave us a message and tell us what's on your menu on our official Wake Up With Hope Facebook page. We'd love to hear what you're having today. We have to take a short break now, but stay with us. After the break, we will have today's devotional thought by Faith for Today. And don't forget, you can find us on YouTube as well and keep up with everything we have happening. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope on Thanksgiving Day, friends. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? You tell us first.
Okay, my favorite is one that my mom has been making for many, many years. She slices up some sweet potatoes.
Mm.
She puts a little bit of butter on top. Then she sprinkles brown sugar on top of that.
Ooh.
And then she overlays it with marshmallows.
Oh,
puts
wow.
in the oven. It all melts down.
Comes
it's
out
delicious.
Golden brown on
yes,
top.
Yes, yes. And we're going to have some of that today.
Yes, we are. And we're also going to have one of my favorites, which is a cranberry, raspberry, mandarin orange, apple salad mixed with some nuts and some sugar. It's so yummy, and it's perfect to eat beside whatever kind of turkey you're having.
That sounds
Ours
good.
Ours is going to be a vegetarian turkey.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Well, we can always be thankful for God's provisions. Now it's time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Faith for Today.
A.J. Jacobs is the acclaimed author, best known for completely immersing himself in his research. He read an entire set of Encyclopedia Britannica for his book, The Know-It-All, and spent another year living like an Old Testament Hebrew. Among his unique quests, he once embraced the original version of Thanksgiving. He came to realize it was quite a celebration with games, riddles, races, contests, and foods like eel and lobster. Most profound to Jacobs was the realization that this time of gratitude in 1621 followed a year in which 48 of the original 102 pilgrims died. Scurvy and exposure claimed half of them, yet they rejoiced with Thanksgiving. His conclusion was, if they could appreciate life amid such chaos, pain, and uncertainty, I could give thanks for all the good things in my relatively cushy life. So what about you? What do you think of when you ponder the origins and meaning of Thanksgiving? Americans must never forget the origins of our national Thanksgiving holiday. Its spiritual significance is no longer taught in our nation's public schools. In fact, most school children today are taught that Thanksgiving originated when the Pilgrims invited their Native American friends to dinner to thank them for their help in troubled times after the Mayflower landed. As with much of modern American history, there really is much more to the story. The Atlantic crossing in the fall of 1620 had been an extremely difficult journey for the Pilgrims. For 2 months, 102 people were wedged into what was called the tween decks, the cargo space of the boat, which only had about 5.5 feet of headroom. No one was allowed above deck because of the terrible storms. This was no pleasure trip, but God sustained every one of the Pilgrims through the voyage. God providentially protected his people. A little known fact about the Mayflower is that this ship normally carried a cargo of wine, and the wine spillage from previous voyages had soaked the beams, acting as a disinfectant to prevent the spread of disease. During one terrible storm, the main beam of the mast cracked. Death was certain if this beam could not be repaired. At that moment, the whole Pilgrim adventure could very easily have ended up on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. But providentially, one of the Pilgrims had brought along a large iron screw, likely for a printing press. That screw was used to repair the beam, saving the ship and everyone on board. After 66 days at sea, land was sighted off of what is now Cape Cod, Massachusetts. But that is not where the Pilgrims wanted to be. They had intended to establish their new colony in the northern parts of Virginia, which then extended north to the Hudson River in modern-day New York. But two factors interrupted their plans. The winds had blown them off course. But they also later learned that some Englishmen who wanted to settle in the same Hudson River location had bribed the crew to take them off course. Once again, God was in charge, and the Pilgrims landed exactly where God wanted them to be. Had they actually landed in the northern Virginia area near the Hudson River, they would have most certainly been attacked by hostile Native Americans. Instead, there were no Native Americans on Cape Cod when the Pilgrims made landfall. The land had already been cleared, and the fields had already been cultivated. Now, the Pilgrims barely survived their first winter. Only four families escaped without burying at least one family member. But God was still faithful. In the spring of 1621, he sent Squanto to the Pilgrims, an Indian who spoke their own language and who offered to teach them how to survive in this strange new land. Now, historical accounts of Squanto's life vary, but historians believe that around 1608, more than a decade before the Pilgrims landed in the New World, a group of English traders, led by a Captain Hunt, sailed to what is today Plymouth, Massachusetts. When the trusting Wampanoag Indians came out to trade, Hunt took them prisoner, transported them to Spain, and sold them into slavery. But God had an amazing plan for one of the captured Indians, a boy named Squanto. Squanto was bought by a well-meaning Spanish monk who treated him well and taught him the Christian faith. Squanto eventually made his way to England and worked in the stable of a man named John Slaney. Slaney sympathized with Squanto's desire to return home, and he promised to put the Indian on the first vessel bound for America. It wasn't until 1619, 10 years after Squanto was first kidnapped, that a ship was found. Finally, after a decade of exile and heartbreak, Squanto was on his way home. But when he arrived in Massachusetts, more heartbreak awaited him. An epidemic had wiped out Squanto's entire village. We can only imagine what must have gone through Squanto's mind. Why had God allowed him to return home against all odds only to find his loved ones dead? A year later, the answer came. A shipload of English families arrived and settled on the very land once occupied by Squanto's people. Squanto went to meet them, greeting the startled pilgrims in English. According to the diary of Pilgrim Governor William Bradford, Squanto became a special instrument sent from God for our good. He said he showed us how to plant our corn, where to take fish and procure other commodities, and was also our pilot to bring us to unknown places for our profit, and never left us till he died. When Squanto lay dying of a fever, Bradford wrote that their Indian friend desired the governor to pray for him and that he might go to the Englishman's God in heaven. Squanto bequeathed his possessions to his English friends as a remembrance of his love. Who but God could so miraculously weave together the lives of a lonely Indian and a struggling band of Englishmen? It's hard not to make comparisons with the biblical story of Joseph, who was also sold into slavery and whom God likewise used as a special instrument for good. Squanto's life story is remarkable, and we ought to make sure our children and grandchildren learn about it. While you're enjoying a lavish meal and having pumpkin pie today, share with your kids the Indian side of the Thanksgiving story. Tell them about Squanto, the special instrument sent of God who changed the course of American history. The evidence of history clearly shows that on that first Thanksgiving day, both the pilgrims and the Indians were thanking God for his great goodness in providing for them all. In fact, with the help of Squanto, the pilgrims had established a peace agreement with these nearby Indians that remained in place for a half century. Psalm 100 reminds us to shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Amen, Pastor Roy. Thank you for sharing that inspiring message.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope on this Thanksgiving Day. If you would like to learn more about us or share with friends, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning at the same time. We will be right here with a refreshing message from Pastor Mark Finley, a special segment with our very own Ronnie Mills, and an insightful talk on house fires and life that you don't want to miss. If you enjoyed our devotional thought today, you can visit hope.study and receive free Bible study guides to enrich your devotional life.
You know, we enjoyed our time together with you today. We can't wait to see you tomorrow, friends.
Yes, we can't wait to see you tomorrow morning.
And before we go, we have a Bible promise for you. Today's Bible promise says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
Amen. As you enjoy your day of Thanksgiving, we encourage you to put God first. Make it a day of praising him and recommitting your life to him as you spend time with loved ones. Commit or recommit to follow him no matter what, without getting weary, remembering his promise that you will reap the harvest in due season. And that is a promise we can count on.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are so thankful to have a day in which we can intentionally, very deliberately, specifically celebrate the goodness of God. And yet, Lord, we want this to be a daily experience, a daily practice. We want to cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving within our hearts so that we could always live a life that expresses thanksgiving to you. So we're so thankful, Lord, that even though times may be challenging at times and maybe even discouraging, help us, Lord, not to never lose hope, not to turn our eyes away from you, but to always fix our eyes on Jesus, no matter what, knowing that all things will work out together for good. So thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.